Good morning, Michael.
Hey, Darren, how you going?
Very well. How's it all shaping up for the triathlon?
Oh, well, it's come together, and some of it's a little bit last minute. We still don't know whether it's going to go ahead, to be honest with you. Things could change very quick, but we've got over 130 athletes at the moment registered, plus some local age group athletes as well. So that'll bring it close to 200 for the weekend, so that's really good.
So when you say you're not 100%, what does that mean? Do you?
Oh, well, you know, the border closures could be snapped shut very quickly. So, you know, at the moment we're really hopeful. Well, we're more than hopeful. It's really positive.
Yeah.
But in the back of our minds, there's always this lingering border closure thing. So, and we've got to appreciate that and go with the punches.
All right. Well, let's hope it does go ahead. I think it should. I think we'll be sweet for the weekend. So, actually, the briefing and registration actually starts Friday evening, yeah?
Yeah, so we've got the briefing starting on Friday and then followed by Saturday morning, early start for the junior males for their national championship at 7 o'clock.
Yeah, good to have national championship.
Last year we started our first year of 3 years of hosting a World Triathlon Series para triathlon event, which brought, you know, 70 of the best para athletes from around the world to compete. And unfortunately, international border closures and the way of the world at the moment prevents any internationals or, and that includes New Zealanders coming to the event. So we're still pretty happy with the numbers that we've got so far.
Yeah. Now you've got a full program starting at 7 with the juniors right through to the paras of the last event on the Saturday at midday. Is that right?
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah. So juniors and then elites and under 23s, male, female, and then the paras to finish off the day at around the lunchtime mark.
Right. So just go through the course for us. So we're starting down the bluff?
Yeah, we start at the Mersey Bluff in front of the Devonport Surf Club, and they do a 750-metre swim out in the bay or the ocean there, and that can bring up any conditions, followed through transition to pick their bike up, which then heads down Coles Beach Road, up North Street, and then to the bottom end of Nixon Street and return. They do that four times. And then they come back into transition and transition onto the run and then head down to George Street to do a turn. And they do two laps on the run to finish line in the Mersey Bluff Caravan Park.
Right. You've got events Sunday as well. I reckon relays are terrific in triathlon because it's such an individual event. It's great for athletes to be able to form a team and compete with their friends.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, at this particular level with some of the teams that will be put together, some of those teams will actually be vying for, you know, Olympic Games and Commonwealth Games teams down the track. And,
yeah.
You know, it's all a bit of fun, and it's state versus state. There's no doubt about that. And the athletes have a really good time, you know, sort of wrapping the weekend up.
Yeah, so racing starts Sunday at 7:30 again, yeah?
Yeah, 7:30 start. We got some mixed relays, which will be national championships for the states, and then we followed off with an age group sprint distance race as well.
Quality athletes racing across the weekend, and as you mentioned, you know, Olympics coming up. There's a lot on the line with these events now, and I reckon weather should be okay. Both days.
Yeah, weather's looking good. I just got a weather report from one of our SES that helped out on the event, but hopefully not too cold.
Yeah. All right, good luck with that. All the details from the website, if you go to just search Devonport Triathlon. Oh, well, it's actually devonporttriathlon.com.au. Finally, so for traffic flow on Saturday and Sunday, so it's you'll have all the barriers up and all of that taken care of, yeah?
Yeah, so if you're looking to try and get down to the bluff and the restaurant and the surf club, that sort of precinct, I'd head down William Street and then sort of wait for the traffic marshals to guide you through when there's a race going on.
Yeah.
Nixon Street could be impacted for a few hours morning on the Saturday, and then Victoria Pride is pretty much impacted till lunchtime on the Saturday and up till lunch Sunday.
All right, mate. Thanks for having a yarn. Good luck this weekend.
No worries. Appreciate it. Thank you, Darren.